Praised be Jesus Christ. The brief passage from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, to which we have just listened, is of course most familiar to us as canonists. It inspires and guides our handling of causes of nullity of marriage. When tested by the Pharisees regarding the question of divorce, our Lord taught the observance of the law according to which God created man and woman. Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." When the disciples questioned him about the demand of God's law for the married, our Lord responded that with the call to the married life, God gives the grace to live in faithful, enduring, and procreative love. Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom that is granted. Our Lord then indicated those who are incapable of responding to the call to the married life, including those who have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Those who renounce the good of marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven have been led by our Lord into the desert in order that He may speak to their heart. There, our Lord has espoused them to Himself forever. For those called to the married life and those called to virginity, it is a question of the vocation to live in faithful and enduring love, to live in accord with the truth of our very being, the law according to which God has called us into life from the beginning. It is the truth which canonical discipline safeguards and fosters. Today we honor the memory of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, whom our Lord Jesus called into the desert in order that He might espouse her to Himself forever. St. Teresa Benedicta responded to God's call with all her heart by entering the Carmel and ultimately by giving her life in martyrdom. She gave her heart totally to our Lord, first in virginity and then in martyrdom. On the prayer card, to commemorate the day of her final profession, she chose to print these words of St. John of the Cross: "Henceforth, my only vocation will be constantly to love all the more." Indeed, St. Teresa Benedicta embraced unreservedly the science of the cross, fully convinced that our only hope, our only joy, is, in the words of St. Paul, to complete in our flesh what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of His body. She understood that the first and most fundamental way to pour out one's life with Christ in pure and selfless love was her vocation in life. Her study of truth, with the help of God's grace, helped her to understand that both marriage and consecrated virginity are a participation in divine love, the love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the emptying of self in love, in response to the spouse's self-oblation of love. Saint Teresa Benedicta entered the Carmel at Cologne on October 12, 1933, after Adolf Hitler had become the Chancellor of Germany. With both her mind and her heart, she understood the profoundly disordered thinking with which he intended to govern, ultimately reducing her homeland to self-destruction. But she did not give way to discouragement or to doubt of the unfailing victory of Christ's love. Reflecting upon the grave evils of the time, she declared to her superior in the Carmel, "Human action cannot help us, but only the sufferings of Christ. My aspiration is to share them." In a particular way, she sensed her call as a Jew to bear the cross with Christ. When her sister Rosa and she were arrested by the Gestapo in August of 1942, St. Teresa Benedicta, fully knowing the cruel suffering and death which awaited them, said to her sister with serene faith in Christ, "Come, we are on our way to our own people." Celebrating the memory of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, let us give ourselves anew to the science of the cross, to the study of our participation in the mystery of faith by which we complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body. Let us reflect on the truth that only the cross of Christ can help us, can give us hope. In a particular way, let us consider how our attentive care of the canonical discipline of the church is directed to safeguarding and fostering the right of every member of the body of Christ to share in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of the truth which alone is our salvation. We now lift up our hearts, one with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to the glorious, pierced heart of Jesus, ever open to receive our hearts, to heal them of every wound, and to inflame them with divine love. In the heart of Jesus, we are perfected with the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, in the science of the cross. In the union of our hearts with the Eucharistic heart of Jesus, we find the inspiration and the strength for our service of the church's discipline, always for the salvation of many souls. Heart of Jesus, King and center of all hearts, have mercy on us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mother of America, and star of the new evangelization, pray for us. Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.